Advocates are calling for a legal defense for unimpaired drivers prescribed medicinal cannabis who test positive at roadside drug tests in Victoria. Although medicinal cannabis has been legal in Australia since February of 2016, under Victorian law, drivers are not allowed to drive under the intoxicating element, THC, easily detected in routine drug tests. The Allan government plans to invest $4.9 million in an 18-month trial with Swinburne University to research prescribed medicinal cannabis users while driving on a designated track. Rachel Payne is a member of the Victorian Legislative Council for the party Legalize Cannabis Victoria. She says current laws are forcing those prescribed cannabis for chronic illnesses to use opiates instead and has called for a legal defense before the trial begins.
What we have found is that roadside drug testing tests for presence of three types of drugs. It tests for THC, it tests for amphetamines, and it tests for MDMA. It does not test for other impairing medications such as opiates or cocaine or other drugs that we know people may be consuming. But what we're finding is that medicinal cannabis patients are being discriminated against even though they are taking their medication as prescribed by their doctor.